So, Rich, how can my real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge?
I'm glad you brought that up, Brian. By including HDPhotoHub.com, you just upload your photos and your clients will get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically.
Wow, that seems pretty easy. What do I do to get started?
It is easy, and all you have to do is register today at hdphotohub.com. And if you're using the referral code SHOOTINGSPACES, you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free.
Free?
Yeah, free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's hdphotohub.com.
This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hey, welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast where we talk about all things real estate photography, design photography, and just photography in general. So I'm Rich Baum and I'm doing great. And how are you, Brian, my partner over there in New York?
I am doing great. You got really detailed in that open. I like it.
It's my new open. I've been working on it. Now I have to work on my out. Maybe we'll get people to send me ideas for my out, because
we should just have people submit little like one-liner scripts and we can just read it as we...
We could do a new one every week supplied by one of our fans, one of our listeners. That'd be great.
That's not I don't think so. Good idea. Well, yeah, we're going to get some pretty wild stuff if I have
to. I bet. I'd like doing it just to see what they'd send us.
Exactly. We have to go into some serious censorship over there.
Yeah, that's okay. But
send us some ideas for our closings. Maybe we'll take somebody up on that and give you credit for our new closing.
Yeah. So what's up, Brian?
Not much. Today was a busy day for me. 90 degrees. Had three shoots today, two of them outside. So it was hot and humid. And my third shoot, which was inside, AC was broken. So it was...
Didn't I watch TV this morning and the Today Show, and it was... saying it was in Manhattan, it was raining today?
Or it was maybe definitely not raining. Wrong. Yes. Maybe okay. Last week. It rained for 8 days straight. It was horrible. No, we had 90 degrees, beautiful weather, really hot. Had an exciting day. I started shooting at 6 a.m. today. So it was pretty fun. I had another shoot for Gucci this morning.
Hey, I got to tell you, I've been checking some of your work out on your Instagram feed, and you've been doing some really great, really interesting looking commercial work. So my compliments, sir.
Hey, I'm trying. And like I've said previously, the last couple of weeks, I'm learning a lot from Tony with that composition and editing stuff. So it's going a long way. So
all about composition.
That's it. All about composition.
I'm excited for the webinar to get hammered by him with my image, but I certainly will take it and I will look forward to learning how I could do better. So.
Yeah, you haven't showed me what image you're going to submit, but I think
I haven't picked it yet. I'm scared too.
I think it's better that you don't show me. So when it pops up on Tony's screen, you know.
But you'll laugh. I mean, I don't want no. No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to try and pick something that I'm going to look at my compositions that I've been putting out lately, and I'm going to try and find something that I think is either good or bad, but I just don't know. And see what Tony has to say about it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I mean, Tony has seen a lot of my work because we've done some coaching together, and he had a couple ideas as far as what I should submit to the composition for a couple different reasons. So we know what we're going to put up there. So it's pretty exciting stuff, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I want to just reiterate for everybody out there, especially the people that are new to this, there's nothing more important than your composition. We all get excited about buying equipment, new lights, and getting our techniques down, and trying to just get through the day. But if you were to spend just a few minutes before each shot trying to look at a composition, we're literally talking 30 seconds on top, you may just get such better images, and then they will just come naturally. So I think that's something I want everybody out there to remember. This webinar is going to be great because I really think that people have to learn more and better about the composition, and especially the people getting into this. So that's my 2 cents worth, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool. Yeah, no, for sure. But before we get into the Ask the Guys, we had, I guess, a little thing that we wanted to speak to everybody about, or I don't know if you want to call it an announcement. But I think when this episode releases, this is the first week in July, right before July 4th weekend of 2019, for those that might be listening on a delay several months later. But what we have planned for the next couple of weeks, months, is at the end of July, whatever that Tuesday is, let me look it up as I say it. Looks like it's the 30th of July. So it's a couple weeks from now. That'll probably, what we're going to do is we're going to be taking a break after that episode for a couple weeks, probably into October. And we haven't decided yet if we're going to make the podcast seasonal or what, but you know, we've been doing 80 episodes, just about 80 episodes every week for the last year and a half. And there were a couple things at play here. Number one, obviously, you know, doing this is very overwhelming to both Rich and I. And going into this busy season with full force, we're just running out of time to just get everything done. And it's really a struggle to get new episodes out to you. So we're going to, you know, put everything on pause for probably about, you know, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks. We'll figure it out as it comes. We will be recording episodes throughout that time, but we just won't be releasing them. So when we come back, we have a full slate of episodes. But that'll give us time to get through our busy seasons here for both Rich and I, as well as work a little bit on our businesses, which I know both of us, our businesses have suffered a little because we're putting in so much time. Which is obviously our fault, but we're putting in so much time into the podcast. And, you know, that'll also free up a little time for us to work on the other things we're working on, the webinar, and all the things that we're going to be doing with Brandon from PFRE to lead up to the conference. So even if we take a little bit of a hiatus from the podcast itself, we're not going away. You will be hearing from us. We're talking with Brandon from PFRE about doing interviews with a lot of the guest speakers over the next couple of months leading up to the podcast. So even if we don't have a weekly release, we will be going with Facebook Lives with a lot of the different speakers that we plan on speaking with. So if you don't follow our page on Facebook, our Shooting Spaces page, make sure you go and like that, because we will be going live several times over the next few months with not only Brandon, but hopefully with all the different speakers that plan on giving lectures at PFRE and talking about their upcoming lecture and all that stuff. So it's pretty exciting stuff. And I know, probably not good news for our listeners who probably don't want to hear that we're taking a couple weeks off. But I think for the sanity of both you and I, Rich, we need to do it. And for those who can't see Rich, he's making a...
It's funny because you're in the groups, again, when I mentioned the groups, the Facebook real estate photography groups, the general consensus is everybody's super busy right now. And we too are very busy. And, you know, I'm sure everybody understands and will be okay with it. But again, if you have any questions or any comments, ship it our way. You know, could send it in the Ask the Guys or Tell the Guys. No, we don't. We want you every week. But I'm kind of looking forward to it because, yeah, it will help us get on keel and on track. But, you know, it is a lot of work putting on these podcasts and trying to keep it new and fresh and getting interviews and things like that, and trying to do all the other things that we do and that I do. So, yeah, I'm sure everybody will understand. So we appreciate it in advance.
Sure. And like I said, we will still be recording throughout that time. So you can, you know, even if we're not releasing episodes weekly, you can still submit some Ask the Guys questions and we will still be able to record them and release them when we come back. And we don't have an exact date yet that we're going to come back. We do know that it will be before PFRE conference. We will definitely come back before then because, you know, a couple weeks leading up to the conference, we hopefully will get a lot of people on and do some things with Brandon for the conference coming up. But we don't have an exact date yet when we're going to be back on. So submit your Ask the Guys questions and we'll be able to get those answered while we're quote unquote off the air for when we come back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, great.
All right. So now let's get back to business with our Ask the Guys. We have two Ask the Guys questions. The first one I'm going to play just for a little bit of a shameless plug for ourselves, and then we'll go on to the next one. Here's the first one.
Hey, Brian and Rich, my question for you is if you have thought about opening up critiques on people's images. I've entered photography competitions for the last 15 years, and I'm a big believer in order to become a better photographer, you need to be told and shown what could make your images better. Looking at other people's work is great, but seeing a consistent problem with your own work, I think, could be beneficial to many real estate and architectural photographers. When I first started out, I got called into the office of an architect, and the first thing he said was, "How long have you been doing this?" He sat with me and went through my images and explained what was wrong with them. And I shoot with those teachings in mind, because nobody wants to be called into that office. Feel free to open up the first critique podcast post at my page, danfrancisphotography.com. Quick plug. If you need a starting point, question would be, what was the best advice you received from an architect or interior designer? Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work.
All right. So that question comes from Dan Francis, from Dan Francis Photography, as he said. And the reason I said shameless plug was because we actually got this question from him before we announced the webinar. But we figured now that we have the webinar officially announced, let's just play it and literally check one off the queue. But if you haven't heard yet, we are doing a photo critique webinar with our good friend Tony Colangelo, who's been on a couple of weeks ago, I think. And it's going to be solely based on composition. So, you know, as we mentioned a few times before, when you register, you can also go ahead and submit your photos to us. The links are all on the page, the registration page, which is shootingspaces.net/composition. And then you can upload your photo to us and it can be featured on the webinar when Tony does a photo critique on composition. And, you know, we've getting a lot of questions that people sent us. What kind of photo should we submit? Something that we think is good, something that we think is bad. And what I've been telling people, and I don't know what your thoughts are on this, Rich, because I didn't even ask you, I just emailed them back. Send in whatever you think you want people to, whatever you want critique on. I mean, if you think your composition is great and you need that reassurance, send that in and let Tony tell you if it's great or bad. Or if you think your compositions need a lot of work, send in your typical composition and let Tony let you know what you need to work on, or if you're on the right track. So send in whatever you feel you're happy sharing in front of everyone.
Yeah, sounds good. You nailed it. It's funny that we got this question and I went off earlier just saying what, you know, I think everybody needs to send in images, especially the people that are new to this, but, I don't know what I'm going to pick. I'm sure it'll come to me, but, I think it's a great idea. And as far as have I ever had anybody critique my work, other than the groups just posting and having people say things about my images, which I am guilty of taking a little too personally sometimes and maybe defending stuff. And I've actually tried to loosen up on that and just go, thank you for the information, and try and not always follow up with an excuse saying, well, you weren't there and this and that, because I'm guilty of that. But I'm just going to try and, you know, learn more, and this will be a great start. And as far as having anybody else, though, I can't say I've ever had someone. I've had people that didn't really critique my images, like a contractor or an architect or a designer. They really haven't been giving me the information. It would be great to get some useful information on my photography from one of my clients, but I just don't seem to have it, other than we like this and we keep hiring you. You know, that's where people should never worry about what they, I always say, don't worry about what your realtor thinks. You know, you do a shoot, you're really excited about it, and then you finally ask them, well, what did you think about it? And very good chance you're going to get the wrong answer. So I think that leave well enough alone, and if they hire you again, call you, they obviously liked your work. But I certainly would like to get that critique, not only from the webinar we're doing, but from somebody out there that, I'm also looking forward to possibly doing some private coaching with Tony to get this information, because the feedback you've given me, Brian, it's well worth the money and well worth the time. And I can certainly use it, because I am trying to not break into, but definitely do more of that other work, like you're doing the design work and the architectural work, or anything other than real estate work. Mm-hmm. So I certainly could use critique, but I really haven't had anybody give me advice to the work. And that's not because I don't need advice. It just hasn't happened.
Yeah, I mean, the only critique on my work I had was with Tony, and he definitely put me in my place. There were, you know, stuff on my portfolio that I thought was great, and you know, he pointed out all the reasons why they weren't great. So, in a good way, it was very tough, you know, having someone rip apart your work. But in the same sense, it's only going to help me grow. So,
I have a recent new realtor that I sent my usual work, and I think I did really good work on the shoot. And they sent it saying it is all too dark. There are too many shadows. And that kind of advice I kind of ignored. And I basically said, I guess I'm not the right photographer for you. So that kind of advice I'm not really going to take, because they didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
When people are, you know, giving you advice or critiquing your work based on a certain style you deliver, then I wouldn't call that advice. That would just be, like you said, it's just they're looking for something different than you offer, and it's just not a good fit. That doesn't mean your work is bad or good. It's just not what they're looking for.
So. Yeah.
All right, cool. So like I said, go and register. I think for the cost, which is $29.95, it's pretty incredible value. And even if you can't make it live, you will have access to watch it after the fact. Now, for the sake of full disclosure, because we had a couple people upset at us last time, we did make it available after for sale after the fact, but it is more expensive when we put it live online after the fact if you want to buy the webinar. So that being said, if you do want to save money, feel free to, and you feel like you might not be able to make it even, definitely come and register it, because you will have access after the fact and you will save some money on that. So that being said, Rich, I'll just say shootingspaces.net/composition one last time if people haven't registered. And we'll move on from shamelessly plugging ourselves and go to, you got something else to say?
Well, I just want to also remind people that we are accepting submissions, but unfortunately in 90 minutes, we will not be able to get to everybody's photos. So if we don't get to your photo, it's nothing personal and we apologize. So,
well, maybe we're getting about 2%, 20% of our registrants are submitting photos. So based on those numbers, we probably will have enough time to get through everyone's, because not everyone that's registering is submitting photos. So if you are registered already and you haven't submitted photos, please do it. And you know, don't be afraid to show your work. It's only going to help you grow.
I'm going to get over it. I'm going to not be afraid to show my work.
Okay. We have one more question we're going to go through, because that was a bit of a short one. Here's the second question, which is from Rob. Here we go.
Hi, Rich and Brian. My name is Rob Reinen at Rob Reinen Photography in beautiful Shell Beach, California. My website is www.impresswithimages.com, and my Instagram handle is Rob Reinen. RobRijnen. I love the podcast. I finally caught up, and I have a question about archiving. After editing, delivering the photos to the clients, and selecting images for my portfolio and social media purposes, what do you do with the images or the files? What format do you save them in? Do you save all the files or just the ones you deliver to your clients? For how long do you keep them? I'm just curious to hear what your thoughts are about the whole archiving, and because they start to take up a lot of space on my hard drives, and I would like to find a solution for that. All right, keep up the good work. Hope to hear from you soon.
Great. Thank you, Rob. And I don't know if you can see this, Rich, but my light is flickering over here. I think it's running out of battery. You see that? So I'm going to, while I figure out what's going on with my light, I'm going to pass this over to you.
Okay.
When you shoot and deliver your final images to your clients, what do you do with those files?
Well, I'm going to start off by saying hi to Rob. And if I'm not mistaken, Rob and I spent 2 days together at one of my workshops, very talented photographer. And I would certainly love to help you pick images for your website. I may not be the best, but I know what I like, and I have some ideas what works for people. But then again, my website is not quite atrocious, but I'm not happy with it. And I use most of my clients I'm sending to my Instagram page because I'm able to have more recent update photos and I'm able to pick photos that are more of the look that I want to go for, a little more design look and less design work and less real estate work. So a little more narrow. Here's what I do. When I do Lightroom, I'm thinking as I'm going, so please excuse me. Okay, how do I do this? Okay. So I'm in Lightroom and I'm going through images. And if I am doing a house that I really like and I'm like, oh, I could get some good play out of these. And that might be anywhere from posting images on Facebook and on Instagram, or I am really going to use something for portfolio. What I do is I tend to use the star method. And what I do is my stars is when I'm ingesting. Any images that I'm going to use for editing, I put one star by. And that's just hit your keyboard number one. And in Lightroom, that will put down a star. So one is for the flash shot, one is for the ambient shot, one is for the window shot of whatever I'm doing. So there I know what I've got that. Now, if I have an image that is then brought back and it's going to be one of my finals for the shoot, a regular real estate shoot or design, whatever, I will make that a three. I don't know why I don't do two, but I do a three. Then if I have an image that I want to go further, I will then put a four next to it. And that would be anywhere thing, just be able to pull out something that I may want to do something with, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. And then I have the five. And the five star, number five on your keyboard, is, and if you're not using a star method to signify and separate the images you're using, once you start doing compositing and using 10, 20, 30 images for one image, you're going to get really confused. But it works for me, and then I'll put a five next to something that I will want as a portfolio piece, and then I will put that also, I will keyword in Lightroom, I will put portfolio. So I'll easily be able to find anything, and I can also do that on a four. Put down portfolio. So I've narrowed it down to when I want to do something, I've got those put aside. So I just look up portfolio. Now, when I send my images out, I put everything into Dropbox. And my Dropbox, I have from 4 years ago. I have every shoot I've ever done, and that is quite a few shoots, but I just happen to have the amount of space that it isn't a hindrance. It isn't an unnecessary expense. And it's really wonderful to have all those photos with me anywhere I want to go. And so I will also be able to keep a portfolio on my, or a folder in Dropbox on my Dropbox that is going to be for portfolio shots. So I will be able to, for one, send images easily and quickly if I need to do something, if you need to have something from me, you're a client and you want to go send me your best shot from that shoot or best from whatever, I'm easily able to find them. So I think that my answer to everything in storage, cloud space, in usability and anything is Dropbox. And I'm not paid by Dropbox. I just happen to use them and it's what works for me. So that's what I do. And
now you're
only
putting your JPEGs up there though, right, Karen?
Oh, correct. Oh, well, let me do two other things within this real long monologue is yes, correct. And in almost everything I'm doing on Dropbox, it's only JPEGs. And I find that's going to be fine. And if I need something bigger, I will just go back and to put it into, in Lightroom, I will save the raw images. And something else I do is to save space. Think about this. If I have everything that I'm using to make the final image, so I've got those raw images as one star. Let's say I want to keep those raw images in case I want to re-edit something. I don't want to keep everything. So I might have 10 extra shots on each shot because those are the images I didn't use. All I have to do is signify everything that is zero star. And then all I have to do is delete those from my computer. And I'm saving 10, 20, 50% of my space on my computer without even thinking about it. And I'm keeping all my raw images, which I use to compile my final raw image, well, my final TIFF or my final JPEG images.
So and how long are you keeping those raw files for?
Ever. ever.
You do keep them forever?
I do, because you know what? I got to be honest. Somebody posted, should I shoot in RAW or JPEG? And I'm like, dude, RAW is, space is so cheap now. Just go for it. There's no reason not to shoot in RAW, in my opinion, because of space, because there's the advantages of having a RAW file far outweigh the issues of not having enough storage. So get enough storage. And just keep all your RAW images if you can.
I actually don't do that.
And that's quite all right.
Yeah, no. Well, I have a similar workflow to you from a Lightroom perspective, except I don't use stars. I use the color labels, but it's essentially the same thing. Mm-hmm. And what I do is, as we've said before with Lightroom catalogs, I actually create a new catalog for each job. So the workflow is definitely not the same. But what I do is, if there's something that might be portfolio worthy, I just take that raw file and drop it in a folder that's on my desktop to be worked on later. Because what the type of work that I'm going to do on a portfolio type image is going to be a lot more intense than what I'm doing for a realtor that I'm just delivering for a quick MLS picture. I might spend a half hour, an hour, on the editing, whereas just for MLS, I'm going to 2-3 minutes, I'm going to be out and give it to them. So if there's something that I think is portfolio worthy, I drop that raw file in a little folder I have, which I literally called files to be worked on for portfolio, is the name of my folder. And when I get to it and I have free time, that's what I get to it. But then, obviously I export my JPEGs out and send them to the client. However I do it, whether it's Dropbox or Pass, I've spoken about before. And then for my real estate shoots, I always keep the JPEGs and then I keep the raw files for about 3 months. Usually by that time, either the house is sold, there's a new agent who picked it up, or I've never heard anything back from the agent as far as complaints that I don't have to deal with it. So with real estate photography, I usually toss the raw files after 3 months. And I hear what you're saying, Rich, about space and it's so cheap, but after doing this for years, I found that I've never, ever, ever had to go back to raw files from a real estate shoot after 2 or 3 months.
You're probably right.
So not that it's expensive as far as space, but at the end of the day, however many hundreds of shoots we do shoot a year, it does take up a nice amount of space. Even though it's cheap, I just don't need them. They're just literally going to sit on my computer. So I always have the JPEGs anyway for my design shoots, architectural shoots, even my regular commercial shoots, I always keep those raw files. Those don't go anywhere because those are the type of things where, I might need to, who knows, down the line, a year down the line, another, vendor or contractor might call me and say, hey, I want to license this image from you. I came across it, but it's a little too dark for my liking. Can you fix it? So then I can go back in and fix it for the second person who wants to license it out. So, and obviously with real estate photography, we don't have any of those, very rarely are people relicensing images. And if they do, it's another agent, and another agent's not going to start asking you to re-edit all your photos because we're not making enough money to do that. So, that's pretty much what I do. I toss the raw files after a couple months and just keep the JPEGs. And I keep them on a RAID system, and those are backed up to the cloud. They're always in sync with the cloud. So they always go there. But I like your Dropbox idea too. Maybe I'll start syncing that folder with Dropbox, because I know Dropbox recently just, I don't know what plan you're on, Rich, but they just doubled my storage from 1 terabyte to 2 terabytes for like $1 more or $2 more, something like that. So yeah. I have so much space now. Essentially the way my files are structured, I have one folder that then has like a tree into thousands of different folders with all my clients' work. But if I just sync that one folder with Dropbox, everything will just go there. And I think the folder is probably a couple hundred gig or probably a terabyte, or at least at this point. So maybe I'll just set that to sync. And that's, by the way, everyone, that's my finished JPEG folder. That's not all my raw files. So yeah, a couple different things to think about, but that's pretty much my workflow.
One thing I want to add, and this is what I urge everybody to do. I don't know if you're like me, but it might be 2 years since you've really looked at your website and gone in and looked at the images you've uploaded. But I urge everybody to go back to your website and go through all of your images. if you're like me, you're going to find a bunch. I just recently deleted 30% of my images or replaced them with not only new work, but there were so many things I didn't look at, like chromatic. I had images that had chromatic aberrations. I had images that had all these issues that I never saw before. And I think that everybody should do that. And Rob, I think you should do that too. You should go to your website and really go thin out what you've got. And then, I would love to have a whole session on what I think people should do and shouldn't do with their websites. I've got some definite opinions on there, what you should shoot, what you should use and what you shouldn't use. But I don't want to go into that now. But I think everybody should go revisit anything online and go pick out some stuff that you probably got a mistake or two. Except if you're Brian, you probably don't have any mistakes. How many pictures do you have on your website, on your portfolio?
I had way too many, according to Tony. Uh-huh. I had about 50, and he's like, way too many.
How many did he say was good?
About 25, 20, mm-hmm. 25. Well, he said, it depends. On my design site, which I have now broken down into commercial and residential, he said, pick, your 15 best and put each one. So let's say 30, but it's split into commercial and residential. So 15 commercial, 15 residential.
Yeah.
And he said, just, which I kind of agree with, 50 images is just too much. It's hard to kind of sell your style when there's just so many different things for people to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Rob, thanks for the question. We definitely appreciate it. And thanks for listening. And good job on, I don't know when you started, but good job on catching up on almost 80 episodes. So,
and I hope to see you at in Vegas, man. We had a good time at the workshop in Auburn. So, Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We have a lot of things planned for the conference. We're not exactly sure yet what we're going to do, but we know we're going to be holding some interviews and doing some things out there with a lot of different people. So it's going to be pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Got my registration in, got my flight, got my hotel. I'm ready to go.
I'm getting giddy. It's just really going to be really fun. I can't wait.
Just got to wait 5 months now.
It'll be here before you know it.
I know, trust me. Summer flies by. All right, Rich.
Yeah, those were good. Good. And we hope that brought value to somebody out there that is listening. And want to remind people that you too could please send us an Ask the Guys or anything you want to bring up. And we will answer it or we'll throw it in one of our interviews and see if we can answer questions there. But let us know what you think. And it's a real nice feature and it's just there for you.
Perfect. And with that, again, remind everybody, subscribe to our newsletter, register for our webinar, shootingspaces.net/composition. Spaces are filling up quick. So we usually allow 100 people. If we get a ton more registrations, maybe we'll open it up to more. But as of now, we just have 100 seats we're limited to. So make sure to come in and register before it sells out. As I mentioned, if you can't make it, you will get access afterwards. And if you don't buy it and want access afterwards, it will cost more. So it's a good way for you to save a couple of bucks is to pre-register for the webinar beforehand.
And it's 9:30 Eastern time and it's 6:30 Pacific time. And if you're in the middle, it's in the middle. And July 18th.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think it's going to be really fun. And also mention to our people out there what we're doing on an Instagram, if you had an image or something.
Yeah, we've been not as much as we would like, but we've been featuring other photographers' work through our Instagram. If you go on, post some images in your Instagram, just tag us in your pictures or use hashtag shooting spaces, we'll find it and we will start reposting some images just to get it out there for people that might follow us on our account. So it just, gives us a way to share some of our listeners' work and let everyone see what our listeners are doing out there. So,
great.
Cool. And let me hear your superstar closer. Closing.
Superstar closeout. See you later, guys. Yeah, just go shoot some spaces. Go have fun, though, and learn and get better and make more money and just go shoot spaces and just have fun.
Yeah,
That was the worst that I've ever done.
So. Oh, you know what? Dan Francis asked, what's the best advice we ever got? I think that was just it from Rich. go out, have fun, shoot, and make more money.
You know what? If we can get better and have more time and whatever it takes, if you got to outsource, whatever, find that happy medium, what makes you happy and you're able to make your day, you know, where you have time with your family, whatever. But how lucky are we? I mean, Brian, how do you feel about being able to shoot pictures for a living? I'm so grateful every day.
I 100%, I'm grateful. And when I tell people that I meet what I do for a living, they're jealous, you know. You get the...
That's all I did. Okay. Okay, go.
Only people on YouTube can see what you're doing.
Go shoot some spaces. That's the new app.
This episode of Shooting Spaces has been brought to you by HDPhotoHub.com, helping your real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge. Just upload your photos and your clients will get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically. Register today at HDPhotoHub.com using referral code SHOOTINGSPACES and you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's HDPhotoHub.com.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit ShootingSpacesPodcast.com and visit our education site at ShootingSpaces.net.